Tom. Thank you for joining us. Media, we will take our hymn tomorrow because of our time. We'll take it tomorrow by God's grace. God bless you. Keep up the good work, Media. You are doing an awesome job, and the Lord will reward you. Amen. This is my year of greater exploit. Therefore, what eyes have not seen, nor ear has, that has entered into the heart of man, shall be the order of the day of my life. Hallelujah. As you keep declaring it, so it will be in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have been looking at the power to get wealth. Now, our anchor scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And there we see in that, in verses 18. It said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well. Now, thou shalt remember. It is like saying, my son, as I sent you on this errand and as you prosper in this era, remember who sent you. Remember where you are coming from. So this scripture speaks of what has already taken place. If you observe the nature of God very closely, there's something you will notice about him. He doesn't speak of now. He speaks of tomorrow. So when God is speaking to us, he's not speaking to us on you will get bread, you will get water, you will be saved. How will he speak? He speaks like, when I have given you bread, now that you have bread, now that you have life, now that I have saved you, even though they are not there yet. So God always look at the future. So his statements are based on the future. Now he said, and but thou shalt remember. That means after the Lord has made you wealthy, he's now telling you that even though you are walking there now, but he's telling you, don't forget, after I have made you wealthy. So we must always keep that in mind, that when the Lord has answered our prayer, don't be quick at forgetting his goodness. Don't be quick, remember. That's why, please form the habit of writing things down. Many of us don't have to write it. Have a personal journal. As you go out today, God might be speaking unto you. Ideas, visions, carry, have a small jotter. It's less than $1 or $1. Buy one for yourself. Note it, your own personal journal. Write your thoughts, the thoughts that God is putting in you, you know, the ideas. Write them down. Don't just say, well, I will send it to my email. Well, how many times do you, all the email you sent to yourself 5, 10 years ago, do you still remember them? No. Except to go back and search for them. And how many times do you do that? But book is easy to flip through, and most especially their retains important. So please do that. Now, today we are moving on by the help of God. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Just to be sure that you are following, can somebody unmute and ease our device and tell us quickly what is the first power we must possess if we must walk in wealth? You know, just unmute your device and tell us quickly the first power that we talked about if you have been following diligently.
The power of thinking.
Power of thinking. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, power of thinking. And somebody else, what is the second kind of power has God given to us to be able to bring the wealth that he promised us? What power must you possess? You can go ahead and mute your device. No one knows the second one.
Ideas.
All right, the power of ideas. So God can drop something in your heart, like an idea, like an inspiration. They are also channeled by which you get wealth. And then what's the third one we are working on now? You can tell us.
Power of talent.
Power of talent, yes. Your gift, your inborn gift is different from ideas. Idea can just come and go. It comes and go, but talent is always there until you leave this world. Until you leave this world, it's inborn, it's inside of you. So now the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, I read, Proverbs 18, verse 16, a man's gift. So we use the word talent and gift concurrently. So we use it to mean the same thing in this context. So a man's gift make room for him. Can you see that? Now, the Bible did not say God made room for him. Everything flows from God. But you see, the Bible said a man's gift make room for him. So the gift that God places inside of you is what will make room for you. And your gift will make room for you in the mighty name of Jesus. He didn't say his friends make room for him. He didn't say his neighbor. He didn't say his parent. In fact, he didn't tell us that it was his professor. No, a man's gift make room for him and bringeth him before great men. Great men. If you are one of the great men in the house, I want you to unmute your device and shout a big hallelujah.
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 Yeah. Yes, because I know I'm talking to great people. I'm not talking to ordinary people. I'm talking to great people. Now, when we talk about the power of talent, also known as the power of gift, now we are saying that how this gift, God uses this gift, to bring wealth unto you. A good example is a man called Joseph in the Bible. If you read like Genesis 32, now the man Joseph, of course, we know him to be he was a prisoner, and we know the story that led to him being in prison twice, but that's not where we are going. But the truth is this, that this man remained steadfast, even unto God, despite he was there. And so in his situation, even in his horrible state, now he was able to solve people's problem. He was able to use his gift. Joseph had a gift. And the gift was the ability to interpret dream. Now, ability to interpret dream. Now, in those days, you see, interpretation of dreams, particularly as it relates to all the children of God, that God, they are all over the world. Now, is a big thing. Unlike today now, there's no much emphasis on interpretation of dream. As a gift or that one uses, but it also still applicable because the gift of God are without repentance. So it's still the same. The only difference is just that now people who have that kind of gift, they have now modernized it. For instance, do you know some people, because they think that they can interpret dream, they think that they are pastors, and the next thing they do what? They went and set up church. Or you hear some people, they have if you come, I'll show you this and all of that. Some have even turned to all this horoscope and stargazing and many other, channel, which they used to deceive people. Now, so the interpretation of dream, though, is not like more vocal, unlike in the days of Joseph and Daniel, but it is still there. Now, so Joseph, got to Potiphar's house. And not only in Potiphar's house, he also was able to interpret the dream of Pharaoh. Remember the dream about the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine. He was the only one who was able to discern accurately to tell what the problem is, what God is about to do, and why the dream was repeated twice. And also, he was able to provide solutions. He said, let's look for a man that is discreet. A discreet, that means a wise man, who will then, during this plenty, that is management. So that's another gift, management skill. Some people are good at managing resources. If you give them $1,000, do you know that they can turn it to millions in years to come? I heard of the story of Abel, though he's not a child of God, but there I see something to learn from him. One, the richest man in Africa today. We all know him. In fact, maybe our family even eat of his products all over. Call Aliko Dangote. We're told that his uncle gave him some amount of money, loaned him, and he turned it to today. He's now the wealthiest man all over Africa, one of the richest in the world. Now, that's an example, management skill. So there are some people who are gifted. You give them money, oh, they are able to turn it around. They are able to turn it around. And that's why I want to encourage all the people that are married here, all the men that are here, particularly if you can hear me. I want you to know that God has given your wife a gift to manage certain things. And so you must, now women are very detailed. Men can just pass by something, just go straight to the point. Men are seeing the vision, they are looking ahead, but women, they look at the little, the nitty-gritties. So don't ignore that part in your wife. So management of resources is a gift. And that's one of the things we saw in Joseph. And God uses that. Now, Joseph, he had a dream that he was going to become great. His brothers, you know, wheat were bound down to him. That came to pass. He became the prime minister. In fact, Joseph, literally, we can say he was the leader of the entire world. Because the Bible tells us that nations of the world, people from all over the world, the famine was all over the face of the earth. And people were coming to Egypt. So they were coming to Joseph. So literally, God places the entire world into the hand of Joseph. How? Through his talent. So now, is it what we are talking about? Of course, you know now, Joseph was even able to say confidently, he said, I will nourish you and your children and your sheep. And he was nourishing them for years until he passed on. Now, I know somebody here, and that person I know is me, it is you, is that beginning from today, you begin to nourish the entire world. Beginning from today, you begin to nourish nations in the name of Jesus. So, brethren, your talent are the inborn ability invested in you to prosper. God uses your talent to bring you before kings and not main men. Now, when you deploy your talents to solve problems, kings begin to look for you. When you deploy your talent to solve problems, people begin to look for you and they are willing to pay. Man can lay down his gold for anything that he cherishes. So you see that people pay for what they value. Look at the likes of all this media we are using, technology, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all of them, Snapchat and WhatsApp, many of them. These are all ideas. These are all talent of some young men who dropped out of school. You don't drop out of school. Education is key for you now. And because many of them are going back to school because now they are in wealth. So each one of them, you will see that they all discover something. They want to solve a problem. And today nations are paying for them. That's why those boys are in deep wealth. Why? Because they have solved a problem. So, brethren, as you step out today, start thinking, what problem can I solve? Don't just be that believer who is tongue-speaking and just passes this word. No. What is the talent inside? If you don't know, go ahead and ask the Lord. That's one assignment I gave to one of our youth. I said, you are full of talent. But I can see them, but you cannot see them. He said, Pastor, I can't see. I said, me, I can see it. I said, go. So I told him, go and be praying this certain prayer and come back after 7 days. And he came back smiling. Now he's beginning to discover something about himself. Every one of us, we have something inside of us. So you must think of what problem can I solve? Can you interpret people's dream? Can you, help with, the home care of children? Can you help with looking after seniors? Can you solve, people making transactions? There are diverse problems to solve in the world. I can tell you, until Jesus comes, there will always be problems to solve in the world. What does that mean? There will always be opportunity for us to be wealthy. I want you to bow down your head this morning. A man's gift maketh room for him. We are praying, Father, bless me. Father, bless me. Father, bless me. Father, bless me. And God is saying, what do you want me to bless? with the way God answers that prayer, though sometimes we don't like it, is that he blesses your talent. He just one breath. And then the next thing, you begin to do certain things gradually. And I want you to know that as you begin to thank God, wealth accumulation is not instantaneous. It's in process because you grow into it. So it's not something that just happened overnight. Say, well, we've been talking about power to get wealth. So today I'm going to be the wealthiest. Yes, it's a confession, but it will take some processes, learning, things that go, opportunity and door that God will open. So go ahead this morning and begin to appreciate God for the word you have heard. Your gift will make room for you. 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 Appreciate God first for the word that you have heard. Appreciate him that he has given you a gift. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has a gift. The question is, do you know the gift? Have you been using it? Have you been using it? So knowing it is first. Using it is another thing. Thank God for the gift that he has given unto you. To you alone, Lord, we give all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. Amen. Now, your prayer this morning is going to focus in this direction for the next 1 minute. You are going to pray for yourself. You are going to pray and say, Father, open my eyes to understand the talent that you have invested in me. And as from today, help me to begin to use them to solve problems. That is one prayer. All in your time, you are paying them together. Father, open my eyes to see problems to solve. Open my eyes to see problems to solve. If you pray this prayer sincerely with all your heart, God will answer your prayer. I know you begin to, God will begin to open your eyes. Solving little problem. Somebody started solving problem of polishing people's shoe. From there, he had a manufacturing company. So he can start from small thing. From there, he graduates to something bigger. Say, pray, Father, open my eyes to understand the talent that you have given unto me. Are you here this morning? And you are not born again. I want to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. Just raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin and write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Now, if you have prayed that prayer, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Father, I thank you for as many that have prayed this prayer. Please forgive them their sins. Write their name in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. 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 I want you to pray that prayer. Don't abscond responsibility. When you abscond responsibility, you miss opportunity. Don't abscond responsibility, whether in your secular work, in the church, in the family. Don't abscond. Where people who abscond responsibility, they miss opportunity. They miss opportunity. They miss opportunity. There are diverse people in the church in our midst that haven't given them one opportunity, one thing to solve, one problem to solve. They have discovered so many things about themselves using their gift, using their talent and different ways. So don't ask kind of a responsibility so that you don't miss opportunities. Go ahead and tell them this morning, Father, open my eyes to see the talent that you have invested in me. Lord, open my eyes to see, open my eyes to understand them, and help me to use them to solve problems. Now, and your last prayer point is, Father, in the name of Jesus, please, Lord, open my eyes to see problems to solve. It could be in your place of work. It could be family. It could be government. It could be internet. There are a lot of problems all over the world. Cry to God this morning, say, Father, open my eyes, Lord, to see problems that you want me to solve with my talent that will bring glory to your name. Now begin to commit your way into the hand of God. Pray that the Lord order your step today. The Lord will do wonders in our midst. In the name of Jesus, by the time we return, we'll have testimony. Pray that the Lord grant you good speed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. Eternal Rock of Ages, I want to thank you specially for your word this morning. I want to stretch forth your hand. You are sick in your body. Lay your hand upon your body. I thank you for your word again this morning, teaching us that a man's gift it makes room, it creates opportunity, it creates open doors for him and brings him before Ken. This morning I pray, Lord, open the eyes of all your children that are here, Lord, and those that will listen to the podcast later. Open the eyes to discover the talent you have invested in them. Lord, help empower each one of us to be able to use this talent to solve problems, problems in churches, problems all over the body of Christ, problems in family, problem in the community, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray for as many of your children who might be sick or afflicted, be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answered prayer. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are prayed. I want you to unmute your devices as you tell two people, don't abscond responsibility so you don't miss
responsibility.
Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever.
Amen.
Give it to your neighbor. Surely,
surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
God bless you and prosper you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.